Last year, my cousin called to share some concerns about some things that were happening in her local church. One of her pastors had just attended a cutting-edge ministry conference and was starting to introduce some radical changes to the worship service. Among other things, she was asking what I thought about using a medieval labyrinth to encourage contemplative prayer. My cousin felt uneasy about the changes that were going on, and she wanted to know what was really happening. Well, as she found out, her congregation was facing the newest wave to hit the American church. This new wave is also one of the hardest to define, but it is usually identified as the emergent or emerging church. Some people call this radical new way of doing church a movement or a network, but its participants generally prefer to call what they are doing a conversation about what it means to be the church in a postmodern culture. Now, by their very definition, emerging churches are decentralized and diverse. And yet most of them are united in their grassroots protest against the styles and structures of contemporary Christianity. They are especially critical of megachurches and other congregations in the old seeker-sensitive movement. Instead, they are seeking a closer-knit spiritual community, a place that has as many questions as answers and values authenticity more than absolutes. Emerging churches are non-traditional congregations that want to move beyond the old liberal and conservative labels. Typically, they prefer the communal to the individual, the ancient or the postmodern to the modern, the city to the suburbs, dialogue to declaration, mystery to certainty. They prefer images to words and stories to doctrines. Leadership in these emerging churches tends to be collaborative rather than hierarchical. The emerging gospel is not just about individual salvation in the life to come, but about building the kingdom of God right here and right now. The order of worship in these churches is often fluid, an eclectic mix of sharing, storytelling, and sometimes silence, with a mix of music and multi-sensory worship practices borrowed from the history of the church, including, in some cases, incense, candles, and often the ancient creeds. Now, these are broad generalizations. They're not true of all emerging churches, but they seem to be characteristic of the conversation. And I believe that many of the criticisms that emergent leaders make of contemporary evangelicalism are justified, and that the basic goal of the emerging church is the right one, to reach the lost in our culture with the authentic gospel of Jesus Christ. And yet I also believe that there is a real danger that some of these churches will overcompensate for what they are trying to correct and end up making equal errors in opposite directions. Let me mention three specific concerns. First, it is always dangerous for the church to marry the spirit of the age, for soon it will become a widow. In its embrace of Gen X culture, the emerging church is displacing the seeker-sensitive movement, which was so closely tied to the values of the baby boomer generation. Eventually, some new kind of Christianity will replace the emerging church as well. How much of its ministry will endure? Second, the emerging church tends to be one-generational and therefore somewhat one-dimensional. And yet the Church of Jesus Christ was always intended to be a multi-generational family, and it functions best when its local ministry is united across the generations. Third, and most importantly, some leaders in the emerging church seem reticent to draw clear theological boundaries, and this threatens the orthodoxy of their entire enterprise. In speaking about the story of Scripture, as they so often do, they tend to downplay the importance of doctrine, at least any doctrine that is stated in the form of a proposition. Now, of course, it is true that the gospel is a story and that there is a narrative structure to Scripture as a whole. And yet narrative is not the only form of biblical truth. And the apostles often found it necessary to explain the Christian faith by affirming some things and denying others, and thus distinguishing truth from error in theology. And if you read what the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, particularly, you will find how important it is to draw those kinds of boundaries. And yet, unfortunately, at least some emergent churches seem reluctant to follow that example. Perhaps the most influential example is Brian McLaren, who calls himself, in his one of his most recent books, an evangelical, post-Protestant, liberal, conservative, biblical, charismatic, fundamentalist, Calvinist, Anabaptist, Anglican, Methodist, Catholic, incarnational, emergent Christian. Now that has a decidedly postmodern feel, and it's very experientially oriented, and yet some very important doctrinal distinctions have been lost along the way. Today it's not uncommon to hear leading voices in the emerging church make what I consider to be reckless statements that cast doubt on the absolute divine authority of Scripture and its complete historical reliability. Statements that downplay the doctrine of personal sin as an offense against a holy God, or that deny the substitutionary atonement as being central to the gospel, or that open the door to salvation through non-Christian religions. Emerging churches also tend to be critical of confessional Christianity. They use the ancient ecumenical creeds, but they are uneasy about the Reformation confessions, with all of the specificity that they bring to doctrines like total depravity and justification by faith. Now, it is good to ask honest questions about theology, but a church that fails to give clear and complete answers will, I think, inevitably become a divergent church. Now, all of this raises questions about what kind of church our culture really needs. I think the answer is a church that seeks to find the biblical balance. This means, among many other things, being humble about our own finite understanding of theology, while at the same time boldly and confidently declaring everything the Bible says to be true. It means telling the gospel story in the Bible's own way, through the exposition of Scripture. And it means having a passion for all the things that seem to be missing in so many evangelical churches today, and yet are vital to biblical Christianity: close community fellowship, genuine confession of sin, compassion for the poor, a heart for the city, and a vision for the kingdom of God that stretches from here to eternity.